91X News.
It's 3 degrees with a few clouds outside of the 91X studios. Good afternoon, I'm Brandon White with 91X News. Murder charges have finally been laid by the Toronto Police in the case of the deadly Danzig Street shooting in Toronto this past summer. 18-year-old Shaquan Mosquito was previously charged with threatening to cause serious bodily harm before the July 16th shootout. At a news conference this morning, police say they now have also charged him with 2 counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of 14-year-old Cheyenne Charles of Toronto and 23-year-old Joshua Yosei of nearby Ajax. Staff Inspector Greg McLean says Mosquito is also charged with attempted murder, reckless discharge of a firearm, and 24 counts of aggravated assault. He said Mosquito appeared in court Wednesday and was remanded into custody. More than 20 others were also injured in what police have called the worst mass shooting in Toronto's history. Another suspect in the incident, Nahom Tezegazab, 19, was charged earlier this year with reckless discharge of a firearm. Investigators have since linked the rampage on Danzig Street to turf wars and power struggles within one of Toronto's most notorious street gangs, the Galloway Boys. They say the group has been linked to at least 5 other shootings in the past year. A new challenger for the head of the Ontario Liberals has thrown their name into the mix. Former Cabinet Minister Sandra Puutolo has officially launched her bid for the Ontario Liberal leadership. She made the announcement in Toronto this morning, kickstarting a return to politics that many saw coming. The Windsor, Ontario native already has a powerful ally in Finance Minister Dwight Duncan, who promised to throw his support behind his longtime friend if she joined the leadership race. Premier Dalton McGuinty also had high praise for Puutolo, saying she'd bring a lot of passion and integrity to the race. Puutolo was first elected to the provincial legislature in 1995 and became a cabinet minister when the Liberals won the election in 2003. She took on various portfolios over the years, from education to community and social services, and economic development and trade. The Harper government is taking a new approach to funding and backing new social policies. Human Resources Minister Diane Finley will formally ask the private sector for its best ideas on how to handle and pay for problems like homelessness and hunger. One of the ideas she is likely to float is the concept of social impact bonds, which would see the government back bonds that would finance money-saving solutions for local social problems. Most people understand the physical and mental pain associated with cancer. Not everyone realizes how difficult it can be on a patient financially. A report released last week by the Manitoba Cancer Society said 9 out of 10 Canadians diagnosed suffer financial problems. Sean Macy has more.
Sandra Roebuck was diagnosed with breast cancer 8 years ago. She didn't know how much of a burden it would put on her financially. When she stopped working because of treatment, she was turned down for short-term disability. At the time, Roebuck went to local MP Daryl Cramp to address the problem. She compared her situation to Cramp's daughter, who was pregnant at the time.
And I looked at him and I said, Daryl, you have the fortunate, very fortunate that your daughter is going to be able to stay home with your first grandchild for a year and be happy. A year from now, I don't even know if I'm going to be alive.
Roebuck said she made it through by the skin of her teeth. She's back at work now, something she would have never expected 8 years ago. Sean Macy, 91X News, Belleville.
As sports registration fees are becoming more and more expensive, kids are missing out on valuable experiences. Miller Reynolds has the story.
For families struggling to make ends meet, sports registration fees for children can seem unaffordable. Jamie Graham is a second-year radio broadcasting student at Loyalist College. He knows all too well what it's like wanting to play a sport.
I always wanted to play hockey, but ice time and equipment and everything is so expensive every year, and my mom being a single parent, it's kind of hard for her to afford all that.
Luckily for some, the Quinty Children's Foundation has been partnering with Canadian Tire to fund the Playing for Keeps program, which helps families pay for sports registration fees. Not only does this program give kids a chance to enjoy sports and activities, it helps relieve some of the financial stress for parents. Connie Reed is the executive director of the foundation. She remembers tears of relief from a Belleville mother after helping enroll her son in a ball hockey league.
When I told her that, you know, we agreed to pay for the ball hockey, you know, she literally, like, was crying on the phone. She was so thankful, and, you know, it's just, there's a prime example of a family that, you know, is just really down on their luck, so it's great to be able to help them.
In order to be considered for financial aid, families can apply online or can call the foundation. There is a short list of requirements for applicants. Miller Reynolds, 91X News, Belleville.
And in international news, police in southwestern Albania arrested 5 men on a fishing boat carrying over 1 metric ton of marijuana. The cannabis was seized at the port city of Vlora, 140 kilometers southwest of the capital, Tirana, according to a police statement Thursday. Police say the alleged traffickers were planning to pass the drugs to another vessel while in international waters. NATO member Albania is a transit point for Asian-produced heroin and a producer of marijuana. Police have seized a total of 5.8 metric tons of marijuana in Vlora alone so far this year. That's 91X News to 1207. I'll be back with sports right after this.
Man, I'm loving the college life.
I hear ya. Tough being on a budget, though. Hard to afford some fun.
Nah, you just gotta know where to go. Take Gateway Brewing Company. They sell amazing, fresh, locally brewed beer, no additives, no preservatives, and it's a heck of a lot cheaper than the commercial stuff.
Get out!
Seriously, a batch of beer costs nearly half as much. Bottle it or grab a keg.
We're gonna be so popular this year.
Gateway Brewing, Quinte's number one microbrewery, featuring ale, lager, and stouts. 33 Ontario Street, Trenton, 394-1010.
Representatives from the NHL and the Players Union are scheduled to meet for a third straight day as the lockout drags on. The two sides met face-to-face for about 13 hours during the past 2 days. Players have been locked out for over 7 weeks. The boys of fall are in action as high school football playoffs kick off Friday, and Moira Secondary School is in the middle of it all. 91X reporter Austin McKay has more.
Hey, pretty good practice today, guys. As we get further into the season, we really get to it.
All eyes are on Coach Sean Arbuckle as he gives one of his last speeches of the year, with his team in the Central Ontario Finals. Talking to his players is important, but it does have a price.
If you were to look at my cell phone bill during football season compared to the rest of the year, my text rates are just through the roof.
The finals are Friday, and the Moira Trojans are hosting. This will mark the third year in a row these Trojans have faced the Adam Scott Lions of Peterborough. The senior team has lost all 3 years. The juniors are Ontario's defending champs.
There's a little bit of a rivalry. I mean, we sure don't want to give that trophy back. And we've managed to hold it for a couple years, and we'd like to hold it for a couple more if possible.
The games are Friday afternoon. The seniors play at 12 o'clock at Moira Secondary School, and the juniors play at 2:30 near Centennial High School. The winner advances to the Ontario Finals on November 27th in Toronto. Austin McKay, 91X News, Belleville.
It was a pair of twin wins last night at the Lancer Dome. The men's and women's volleyball teams faced the Fleming Knights in their home opener. 91X reporter Taylor Rankema was there.
Loyalists' best were at their best last night as records were broken at the home opener. Fifth-year setter Kirsten Talsma broke the career service ace record held by Landis Doyle of Humber. Talsma's teammate Katie Glass says she was unstoppable.
She's just an unreal player, and she hustles to every single ball, and she gets there every single time. No complaints, no, oh, my hip hurts, or I just dove on my shoulder wrong. She gets there and she gets it up and she makes it a playable ball.
Doyle retired with 194 career aces. Talsma now has 196 and still has 18 games to go in her final year of eligibility. Both Loyalist teams won 3-1. On the men's side, head coach Dave Templar said Jared Mulker was on fire.
He had 22 kills. We don't score a lot of those points without him. He was playing a really intense match. He seemingly couldn't be stopped.
The Lancers travel to Peterborough on Saturday to take on the Trent Excalibur. Taylor Rankema, 91X News, Loyalist College.
The 2012 Ontario Jiu-Jitsu Championships are fast approaching. John Boldrick profiles one of the local athletes who will be involved.
Kimura, omoplata, gogoplata. To most people, these words mean nothing, little more than gibberish. To John Dixon, these words mean one thing, victory. Kimura, omoplata, and gogoplata are submission techniques, holds the 21-year-old Toronto native and former Loyalist College student will use to win. Dixon is back in the sport of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu after roughly a year off. Dixon now says that's something he regrets.
It was a mistake, that's for sure. I guess I had gotten myself in pretty good shape, thought, oh, I'll start coming less. Eventually I got completely out of shape and thought, you know what, it's time to go back. And then I remembered how much I actually loved it here. And I haven't missed a day unless, you know, I needed to rest since.
Now, Dixon is more focused than ever.
My first run at it, I didn't take it as seriously as I am now. Before, I wasn't competing, really. I went to one competition.
Well, he's only been back at the sport for 3 months. Dixon has been training hard and preparing for competition. The 2012 Jiu-Jitsu Championships take place in Toronto on November 24th and will feature fighters from many different BJJ schools. John Baldrick, 91X News.
Please remember to send us your team or league scores. Be sure to email us at sports@91x.fm. And that wraps up your sports for now. Here's the weather for the hour. This afternoon, we'll see some sunshine and a high of 5 degrees. Tonight, we'll see cloudy periods and the temperature dropping to minus 2. Tomorrow, variable cloudiness and a high of 10 degrees. Right now, it's 3 degrees outside. 91X News, on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Brandon White, and the news is next at 1.